Somebody say yeah.
Free.
You don't have nothing to worry about. God got your back. Huh? Get a good witness out there. If you're saved and sanctified, be revealed and God baptized, doing the will of God, you have nothing. Somebody said nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing to worry about.
My God.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. I'm James Brodnick's, founder and senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And I'm here today to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Yes, every Sunday morning, all roads, all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, this is a church that is perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. We believe that everything I need, everything you need, is in the Word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13, verse 31, he said, heaven and earth should pass away, but he said, but my word should not. Isaiah penned it like this in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, the Word of God says that the grass withered and the flower faded, but the Word of our God, it shall stand forever. Everything you need It's in the Word of God. Today, I'm going to be teaching this blessing lesson, and I'm going to show you four biblical blessing keys right out of the Bible. These four keys is going to help you obtain that promise from God that you need in your life right now. You see, God promised us healing. And Psalms 107 and 20, God said he sent his word and he healed us and delivered us from all of our destructions. God promised us prosperity and blessings. And 3 John 2, the word of God says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Yes, we believe the word of God. We follow the teachings of Jesus. And we know that as we stand on the teachings of Jesus, life is going to get better for us. Jesus said in St. John 10:10, "I am come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly." That is the word of God. God promised us. God promised us in that 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." God's word promised us in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we could ask or think, according to the power that is working on the inside of us." So God is saying, whatever you ask, I'm going to bless you with more than that. God is saying, whatever you're thinking, I'm going to bless you bigger than that. Well, beloved child of God, I am excited about this word of God. I'm excited about the biblical blessing principles of God, because let me tell you something here. God cannot lie, and his words cannot return unto him void. If God said it, you better know it's already a done deal. But before we get into today's blessing lesson, I want you to hear how this ministry is helping people through faith and through the power of prayer. Let's go into those praise reports right now.
I have been clean and delivered from alcohol and crack cocaine for 4 years now. And I came into your service and I was fighting a battle for custody for my children that I hadn't been with in 8 years.
In 8 years.
And I'm very proud to say that I'm now the president of the Christian organization at my college. I have sole custody of all three children. And I have been able to minister in the prison to people about drugs and alcohol and about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the things that are yet to come, because I know they're coming my way.
So really when you came to the crusade when I was here,
I had a letter and I asked you to pray over it.
And I prayed over that letter and spoke the word, and God answered the prayer.
God answered my prayer.
I have more than all the rest of them. From this man, he taught me to speak for that what I need to speak. And so, because you're dangerous. and the Lord's told me that I will be dangerous as well. Yes. But the fact is that is in the Word, and the Lord plainly told me that it has been in the Word all the time. Mm-hmm. And that his people have not seen that. Mm-hmm. And that they have just ignored it. What's Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Mm-hmm. And the worst part of that is, because they have rejected knowledge, I shall reject thee.
That's what the word says.
But now, people, that is not in there for fun. That's mm-hmm. for truth.
Yes.
And that's for finances as well as all the other things. Mm-hmm. And this is the beauty that I've learned from you, and that the Lord has said, you're real, you speak the truth, you speak his word.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 33. The word of God says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms," that means they took kingdoms, "wrought righteousness, and obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions." They did it all through faith. But the key word is this: they obtained the promise, meaning they had to get up, and go after what God promised them. You see, here in Genesis chapter 12, there was one by the name of Abram. And God went to Abram. Let me just read it. Genesis 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from their kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. God is talking to him. I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee should all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, this is God talking to Abram, and he just gave Abram a promise. He just came into a covenant blessing with Abram. And then when we go over here to Genesis chapter 17, and the word of God says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Genesis 17 and verse 3. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Then God told him, your name shall not be called Abram anymore, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And then God said to him, I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee. Kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and thy generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, to thy seed after thee. And I will give thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all of the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Now, God had set a promise before Abram, and now he's Abraham. You see, because right in one sentence, he was Abram. The next sentence, he was Abraham. In other words, just like that, because God speaks to end at the beginning. So now as God enter into this covenant with Abraham and then tell him how he's going to bless him, how he's going to prosper him. But what I want you to know, it didn't happen overnight. They had to go through a process, you see. So on their way to what God had promised, three things happened while Abraham was on the way. And these three things will happen in the life of every believer when you on your way to possess that God promised you. You see, number one, here was the promise of a future blessing. Now, he had to start walking by faith after what God had promised him. See? So now something happened. On his way, walking towards what God promised him, something jumped in there that God didn't tell him about. So there's three things. We think we just go from the promise straight to the blessing. So God gave him a promise of future blessing. But then on his way to the blessing, something happened right in the middle of this thing, the test. So with every child of God that's going after a promise, it's going to always first be the promise, and then the test, and then the blessing. But what happened? Sometimes we don't pass the test. So therefore, you got to understand.